you made a comment last week that in Atlanta that you would definitely run for president
if
you were single. And that's not the question. The question is, I would really like to be talking to your wife.
Yeah.
I just go over at home.
It doesn't go over real well at home at all.
I mean, she said, are you telling me that I'm keeping you from...
No, it's more like, I'm glad you're listening. know who's in charge.
Yeah, she'll be the final decision maker in whether you do run or not.
Yeah, if the family's not all in, you can't do it, right? It's a family endeavor.
I can't imagine any family being all in for that.
Well, my son is, and I have a 14-year-old daughter, so the idea of having 24-hour Secret Service protection of my 14-year-old daughter.
That's pretty cool.
That's coming around. My wife's coming around on that.
Keep her in line, definitely. Yeah, exactly. That's for sure.
Oh, goodness. We were talking with UNT political science professor Michael Gregg. Yeah. Thank you. This morning, and this came up, and I'm thinking, you know, this is absolutely the perfect time for Cuban to get into, because everybody hates the Republicans and Democrats now.
Yeah, well, that's exactly right.
You'd be an independent, and you can attract
now. How
both
I'd end
sides.
Up running will depend, because a lot can change between now and then, right? So,
right.
But I think you're right that there's a lot of people who have a lot of animosity towards both sides,
right?
And because neither gets anything done, and I think, look, I'm not going to sit here and talk about the president one way or the other, but what I will say, he's someone who's coming in and trying to get politicians to do something they're not good at,
right?
Which is action, and so. And I think if I were going
to think for themselves and speak
for
themselves.
Little things like that are difficult. So if I were to do it, I'd take the perspective that I'd have to come in with a program that I created myself. Mm-hmm. So literally, if I'd have a defined healthcare program, I wouldn't say, well, I need something from Congress.
We're going to work this out.
This is the program
it's
that
your
I'm
plan.
Selling. It's my plan
have
that I put together.
Yet?
I'm working on it and I'm getting it scored, right? And I think it'll work. And it's not built around insurance. And so I think the big problem with healthcare right now is that it's based on insurance, and insurance has nothing to do with healthcare. If you gave the, if you asked an insurance company what they would do with their last dollar, help somebody get healthier, or put it in their pocket, they're putting it in their pocket. It won't any healthcare plan built on insurance won't work. So we've come up with an alternative. Taxes, right? You know, it's all built on theory right now. And so you say, you know, conservatives think one approach, Democrats think another approach. They both have their economists. I would go out and ask. So with the current tax plan, I'd be calling up the top 5,000 CEOs of profitable companies and say, if we lower your taxes to 20% effective net rate after all the changes in simplicity, which I like a lot, then will you increase the wages of your hourly employees? Yes or no?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because if you're not willing to commit to do that, what's the whole point of lowering taxes to try to help working class families? It won't work. And so trying to do things that take advantage of the technology, that take advantage of the interactive world we're in, I think that's the skill set that I can bring.
You know what you're talking about is what we have going on in our house when I'm trying to get the dog to leave the cat alone. So you both live here.
Right.
We love you both.
Right.
We need you to get along.
Yep.
And coexist.
And coexist. Exactly right.
So
do you believe in single payer?
No. Do not. Because at the end of the day, there'll come a time when a decision will have to be made on increasing the debt ceiling. And that's the life and death decision.
Right.
And you can't put that on Congress. You have to have a solution. And single payer still, because there's so many uncertainties on how money's allocated, et cetera, that I don't think it'll work. But again, there are better solutions that enable people to take control of their own health care, but cover 100% of our population, people who don't have insurance, who can't afford it. There's ways to support them.